returning from body to being. Yes, the body is, as you say, a mental concept, the product largely of one's thinking. Essentially a thing of thought, it necessarily rises or falls with the individual's mood. The more vivid, the more buoyant one's thinking, the lighter and freer the body. And one's thought, as you know, is pretty constantly running up and down the gamut as the angels chased up and down Jacob's ladder, with the result that one moment mentality may reach the heights of Christ, and the next moment fall to the depths of Adam. The body, actually the lower stratum of mentality, is carried along in one direction or another as the case may be. Some people say that electricity is generated. It is not. Electricity is, and was, and will be. Some people think that life is given and can be taken away, that it can be acquired or built up or even impaired. This is not true. Life is. It is all that is. It was, and is, and will be. You are not all of that life, but you are a good specimen of it, which is quite enough for one girl, is it not? And there is not anything wrong with that life. It cannot be put in pain, or in helplessness, or brought to an end. It flows on in peaceful permanency. You have a satisfactorily equipped body the moment you fall asleep, generally. There is no reason why you should not have a satisfactory body the next time you put your feet on the floor or walk into the adjoining room. Remember, the body is a mental concept, and you can have a definitely better concept as soon as you read this letter. Now continue being a good soldier, a smart and active youngster, as you always have been. Before long, you will find that this dream of incapacity, which has been hovering around, is not yours at all. Your friend, M, says that you are a wonder, that you always were. She is a keen woman, I would say, to size you up so accurately. She says, too, that this ailment of yours is on its last legs, and that pretty soon you will be your former vigorous self. By the way, there was a chap here the other day who said that we used to think of God as the Supreme Being, but that now we think of Him as Being itself, the only being there is, your being, everybody's being. Used to think of Him as the source of life, but that now we think of Him as life itself, your life and mine and everyone's. Nothing wrong with you, then, is there? Only a little nightmare, and that not yours. Now pick up your pencil and write another letter, because I must start out on the road in a few days. I'm going to Europe. Have to proceed by way of Quebec instead of New York this time. Terribly sorry to miss you, but I will be coming back through New York later in the autumn. Then will be a better time to see you anyhow, because you will be in better trim.